Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn, and for the upcoming Chamber events and all the things we have going on, go to DurangoBusiness.org. And of course, I got to plug a couple things first. First is September 6th. We have coffee at Carver's the day after Labor Day. So Chamber members and guests, and I always say everybody's a guest and invited, come on down and learn what the Chamber's up to. Region 9 will be presenting on bridge gap financing and the different vehicles that they have to help you buy a business or invest in a business. And then also, happy to report, we're halfway to our goal of $400,000 in the fundraising efforts at the Chamber. We want to thank a big, big thank you to First National Bank of Durango. They were the first ones to commit at the legacy level, and then Alpine Bank came in at the legacy level as well. So anyway, I'm here with Jenny Chambers, and I'm talking a lot because you're a little under the weather.
Just a little bit. One of those summer colds. I apologize to the listeners.
Well, I'm putting up the shield right here. You stay on that side of the room. Do not touch me. Do not. No, I'm just kidding you. Well, thank you for coming in. You've got an exciting thing coming up with the True West Rodeo. True West Rodeo. I cannot say that. This is sponsored by First National Bank of Durango. It's the first annual Memorial Appreciation Rodeo. It says benefiting local 100 club, first responders, and Operation Second Chance. So,
yes.
Huge benefit to incredible organizations. So what's going on with this?
Well, as you know, Al Harper and John Harper are the ones that started True West Rodeo, mm-hmm. and partnering with Mark Daigle and First National Bank. Jen Simon, a big thank you to them for everything that they do for us.
Wait a minute. Are you going to get Mark on a bull? Is he going to do some bull riding?
Would that be fun?
I will put some money into that. Anyway.
Maybe I'll have to ask him. That would be maybe that would draw the crowd.
Maybe he could be the bull and somebody can jump on it. No, I'm just kidding you. So First National Bank, thank you, Mark. And this is on September 11th.
Yes. What with everything going on around the country and all of kind of the disrespect and kind of war on the law enforcement and our first responders, right. And you know, people are kind of forgetting how lucky we are that they protect us every day and
absolutely.
That they put their lives on the line every day when they put on that uniform. What Al Harper and myself wanted to do, and John, we wanted to do something for this community to bring us together and be patriotic and to never forget those men and women that lost their lives on September the 11th, saving
right.
others, and how we are so lucky to have people that are brave to do that for us every day. And so we are breaking in. For those of you that may or may not have seen Benghazi, mm-hmm. 13 Hours, it's an excellent movie. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
But Chris Tonjo Perancho is one of the survivors and one of the of Benghazi.
As they say, he was literally boots on the ground at that incident.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
And his firsthand experiences. And he's speaking, will be speaking at 4:00, and then the rodeo will follow
yes.
his speech.
Yes, we're really excited. Gates are going to open at 3:00. He'll do a book signing at that time. We will hopefully have him there right at 3:00,
mm-hmm.
but he is flying in. But we will open the gates at 3:00, and as soon as we kind of get him there and get him settled, we'll start the book signing,
okay.
meet and greet, that kind of deal. He will do a special presentation, the colors and the flags, and have the national anthem sung.
Right.
And then Chris will come out and speak. Again, I apologize to the listeners. I know I don't sound that great.
No, you sound fine. And one of the things I want to, you know, this is benefiting, again, the 100 Club, which I am a member of, and also First Responders and Operation Second Chance. And one of the things some people may not know this about me, but I actually used to live with two police officers after I graduated from Fort Lewis College, and I am a graduate of the Citizens Police Academy. But one of the things that really opened up my eyes back when I was a young 22-year-old, was going on a ride-along program and riding along with the officers and seeing what they go through from their perspective. And another roommate of mine, Tony Harwig, actually, who is now chief of the Durango Fire Rescue, but was sitting back and watching what those guys did and how we might be sitting around, and we were just roommates. We weren't family. I mean, it felt like it, but the pager would go off or something would happen, and those guys would jump up, get in uniform, whatever, or head down to the police department, head to the fire scene, And it is amazing the sacrifices that the first responders give when there is a situation coming. And again, this is all happening on September 11th, which we all remember where we were. If you say to somebody, where were you on September 11th when the Trade Centers and that terrible incident that day, and I can recount exactly what I did. It's amazing how it's seared into anybody's memory. But Chris Tano-Peranto will be speaking at 4 o'clock at the fairgrounds, and red, white, and blue attire encouraged, and just a great way to support. It says tickets are adults 15 and above, $25, and 4 to 15, 10 under 4 is free. And you can go to truewestrodeo.com, truewestrodeo.com. Elmer Fudd couldn't say that. And or you can show up and purchase your tickets at the location. But what made you guys decide to bring Chris Pirano back?
Well, he had been here before, and he's actually originally from Grand Junction, for those that don't know.
He's a Western Sloper.
Yep. He played football, you know, he spent some time over in Drago playing football and things like that when he was younger. He's a wonderful man.
When he came over back in football, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Jenny, did they beat us?
I don't know.
We'll have to ask him that.
Well, I will.
Say Llewellyn wants to know. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I will. He is a great, just wonderful person, and I've been fortunate enough to stay in contact with him and his agent since they were here before, and he just... They love what we're trying to do. They want to bring a sense of patriotism to this area and bringing us together as a community. Plus, he loves the fact that we're doing it with a rodeo. And so this is going to be something. He speaks all over the country.
Yeah.
He's actually in high demand speaking all over.
Well, especially on September 11th.
Wow. I was very lucky to be able to get him here for sure. And so we're very honored.
Yeah.
And I wanted to let people know, actually, with ticket sales through the internet, I am actually doing those myself. So my contact information is on the True West Rodeo site. However, I will give it to you, and I can do your payments over the phone, send you your tickets, mail your receipts, all that good stuff. My number is 970-403-6220.
Once again, I'm going to repeat that, 970-403-6220, and you are happy to take down information and reserve at a will call window, whatever, however many tickets somebody needs, and to come out and support the event, which again, all money raised benefits the local 100 Club First Responders and Operation Second Chance. So great opportunities.
A portion of the proceeds for every ticket sold will go to the 100 Club and to Operation Second Chance.
Yeah.
And so I really encourage you to get your tickets ahead of time. If you are a participant, they will Bucking H Stock Company is our company that provides the stock at all of our rodeos.
Okay.
They are wonderful. A huge thank you to them. They are taking you could sign up for the bull riding ahead of time. However, if you're running barrels or mutton busted for the kids, you know, kids love that. We got some little cowboys.
So I got another event we do. We put Chris Pirano on a horse and make Mark Daigle run, and he can rope him.
That's what I'm saying. Oh my gosh, it's going to be fantastic. We are just so excited to bring this sense of community and a sense of the Western heritage of Durango, keeping it alive at the same time with this True West Rodeo. And this is just something I want to see grow and grow every year. But I really hope everybody will get out and be a part of this day and a part of making memories and showing our first responders and our veterans how much we do care in this community about them. And we do respect them, and we are thankful to have them.
Absolutely. And the difference that they make in all of our lives, you know, and I remember Chief Noonan, before he retired, would say, who would you let come into your house, pump a loved one full of drugs that you don't know what they're doing, disrobe them a lot of times in order to have to treat the person in the situation, and you just step back and let them do that. And with the first responders, with fire and the police, and you know, I always say that you may be disgruntled about something that may have occurred, but you know, when we dial 911, we always expect that those people to be there and help us no matter what the situation is, and having a couple of roommates that are former roommates of mine that were police officers and also first responders of the fire department. It is amazing to watch and see what they go through. And I was that close, honestly, to becoming a police officer. And I went on enough ride-alongs with my old roommates. I went, I couldn't do this job. I would not be able to do what they do, being called what they get called every night when they're in uniform, the things that they put up with, and being on that side in the police car when you pull someone over at midnight, windows blacked out, not knowing, and it's, you know, maybe out of state plates, not to pick on anybody, or they don't have plates, and you're sitting there wondering what the situation could be. Yeah. It makes your heart race. And another thing I'll plug too is if you ever get a chance to do Citizens Police Academy, highly, highly recommend that somebody goes through this. So I'm sitting here with Jenny Chambers talking about the upcoming event, which is September 11th at the True West Rodeo. First National Bank is presenting the first annual Memorial Appreciation Rodeo benefiting Local 100 Club and the Operation Second Chance. Tickets, again, are $25 for adults, $10 for kids 4 to 15. Under 4 are free. You can go to truewestrodeo.com or call Jenny herself. Hopefully you'll be able to talk. You'll be over this cold right now. 970-403-6220. And you, it looks like, must have, I don't know, what do you have here, 30 sponsors? And I'm not going to list all of them because you have the poster. But thank you, thank you, thank you to all the sponsors that have helped make this happen.
Yep.
So, well, let me ask you this. So, Chris Pirano, who was in the movie 13 Hours, and it's basically, he was at Benghazi. I can't imagine being literally under attack and defending and trying to save lives. He comes in at the event. Does he stay over? Is he probably off to the next event?
You know, I'm not sure. I've not been given his arrival times and plane tickets. But he should be at the rodeo all day. Mm-hmm. So that's why on the poster it'll say and book signing kind of throughout the day. Okay. I'm hoping that, you know, if everybody doesn't get to meet with him that would like to meet with him before he speaks, mm-hmm. that we'll be able to kind of do that stuff throughout the day with him.
Nice.
So he, like I said before, he is such a wonderful person and he's a true American hero, and we are so honored to have him coming back to Durango, and especially on September 11th, because I know he was in high demand around the country, and we were very fortunate to get him here. And, you know, we got to thank the Harper family. For those of you that know Al, John, Jim, and the whole Harper family, we are so fortunate to have them in our community. And for some that don't know, you know, Al's son Ethan is actually in the sheriff's department.
Oh, see.
So, you know, there's just they're just such a wonderful family, and the things that they want to do for this community, we are very lucky. And the keeping of our Western heritage and keeping it alive is what True West Rodeo is all about.
Absolutely. And again, and Al is so generous with so many different things. You know, I know when Jeff Koos tragically passed, and he was immediately saying, my wife reached out to him, and he said, yep, we're going to decorate the locomotives, the train with the blue and yellow ribbons. I mean, he himself is a veteran, and he understands and gets what everybody goes through. So you're right. We want to thank them, and also First National Bank of Durango for presenting the first annual Memorial Appreciation Rodeo. You can go to truewestrodeo.com, get your tickets, or just call Jenny, which is 970-403-6220. All right, go rest your voice.
Thank you, Jack. And again, I apologize to the listeners. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, don't feel it. No. Go take some DayQuil. Everybody have a great day. And for all your upcoming chamber events, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org. We'll see you at the rodeo. And I think we are going to have...
We have one more. I better say this before I forget.
Quick.
The last August 31st, we have another rodeo for just the regular rodeo, True West Rodeo Series. So we'll hope to see you there too.
All right, 31st, and also on September 11th. Have a great day.